It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to the 10 o'clock hour of Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning to take your calls, your questions, help you navigate the world that we live in when it comes to money, investing, politics, and how that all dovetails into you maybe retiring a little bit sooner than you might have thought, which is our goal. I think we all want to do that, or most of us want to just get to that point where we can do that. In a week that saw plenty of geopolitical strife, U.S. missile strikes on Syria, reminding us, even though we didn't need the reminder, that the world is a incredibly unpredictable aquarium of political cross currents. It's a mouthful. Cultures, different governments, religions. And fortunately, you and I live in, we live in the corner of that aquarium that's probably the most stable corner. Whether it's the most stable part of the tank, if you will, regardless of how unstable we feel it is here today in the world that we live in. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. If you have questions about the world that we live in and it relates back to your finances, whether it's your IRA or a pension question, whether it's a monthly or lump sum that you should take from your employer, should you take the deal? I don't know. We'll talk about it. Do you have a fund or an ETF or an issue that you want to just bounce off us here on a Sunday morning? We're happy to do that. Whether it's an investment question or an ETF or an annuity, we just answered an annuity question, an index annuity question. I'm obviously not a giant fan of those. They kind of get me worked up a little bit, whether it's that or just a low-cost index fund or something to that effect, or it has to do with real estate or a rental property or a house or some sort of transaction that you're about to do or you're thinking about, you and your spouse, then we're happy to talk that through, at least give you maybe a second opinion or a third opinion to help you with what is very often just a financial tiebreaker in the house. Hey, honey, I think we should do this. No, I think we should do that. Hey, let's call that West guy on a Sunday morning on the way home from church and before we tune into the Masters. And we'll do our best to give you an objective direction or an objective opinion that might help you make the decision. And it's the fun part about what we do here on Money Matters. So phone lines open. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. So you can give us a call. Luke Moss here in the studio with me over there waving. Buddy, I know I'll get you. We might be able to do the weather a little bit later. It's a good day for weather, by the way. It's an easy one. 75, 76, sunny, a little breeze, gorgeous, beautiful all day. We'd call this a 9, maybe a 10 on the Mellish meter. It's gorgeous. So, again, the number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. The other thing we're going to do here is this retirement timeline that we have spent many, many months dealing with or developing, and we're going to review that in just a second here on the show. And then we will get to the phones here. Well, let's do this. I'm going to start with one quick call, but I want to get to this retirement timeline, and then we'll go back to the phones here. I'm going to start with Brenda, who joins us from Johns Creek. Brenda, what's going on? How can we help?
Oh, good morning. Yes, I'm calling about the John Hancock International Fund.
Yes.
The Mutual International Fund. And I'm a little...
Hey, Brenda, you don't happen to have the symbol of that fund, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't.
That's okay, that's fine. Keep going. So what's the question?
I really don't understand about the ramifications of the foreign currency and how it affects the fund.
All right. Well, here's the bottom line here. And there's been many a paper written about this. And this is what Warren Buffett would tell you, is that ultimately over time, Brenda, currencies, they cycle to the point where they eventually balance each other out in the end, so that you might have a period of time where the US dollar versus the euro is strong for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and then the reverse happens, and then the euro is strong versus the dollar for 2 or 3 or 4 years, so that ultimately currencies net each other out. And what you're really investing for It goes back to the same fundamentals, whether you're in the United States or you're in an international European fund or you're in an emerging market fund, that you're ultimately looking at the companies inside of that fund and whether they're growing their earnings or not, whether it's in their local currency or if you convert it back into dollars. So that's what you need to really focus on is that, hey, what are these companies doing inside of this fund? And that's what the mutual fund manager very likely is doing. Now, do they worry about currencies? The answer is probably yes. There has been this long run of the US dollar that has been very strong over the last several years. And it's made investing in some of these other international, almost any other currency, very difficult. I personally think that that trend will start to reverse itself. We've talked a lot about this, my team at Capital and our investment committee, we've talked about this for the last 6 months about the US dollar. I believe that we're probably going to see a little bit of a pause, maybe even an end to the super dollar strength that we've seen. But it comes back to, Brenda, you looking at if you own an international company, and I think you raise a really good point, it's a nice reminder for all of us, you have an international fund, and typically they're in the local currency. So if you own a company that's domiciled in, let's call it Germany, and the euro is the currency they use, let's say, has a weak month relative to the US dollar, just the currency itself, Brenda, can reduce the value of your fund holdings. So that you've got really a double whammy to worry about when you're investing in international companies or funds. And this is not a reason not to do it, but just to understand that you have the up and down and the fluctuation of the stock prices themselves in that particular exchange in another country. But even if the stock doesn't move in a given day, but the currency that it's domiciled in drops by 3%, let's say, versus the US dollar, then you as a US dollar investor have a 3% drop on your hands, even though the company itself didn't drop. So there is a very real variable here that you're dealing with, or we're all dealing with when we own an international fund. And you're right, that is the currency impact. Just remember though, if you have a fund, and I don't know this particular fund, John Hancock International, there's a bunch of different versions of this. There's the John Hancock International Core, the John Hancock International Growth. There's a lot of versions of this, Brenda. But in the end, the currency does matter. But and Vanguard did a big white paper about this, a 30-page white paper with ultimately what they found is that over time, currency cycle and they revert back to the mean and they eventually balance each other out. So what you're really doing over not necessarily a 6 month or 1 year period where you do see the impact over, let's say, a 5 and 10 year period, what you're really getting inside an international fund is the true earnings based return that the companies inside that fund really get. So I'm not as worried about currencies over a long period of time because they tend to balance each other out. 404-872-0750, the number here in the studio. And we do have a lot of calls on hold, but I want to get to, and we're going to get to them. I want to go back to a project I've been working on for a long time. And there's something about financial planning that, even though it's pretty, in my opinion, relatively straightforward, there's only so many variables when you're doing a financial plan. It's basically, hey, how much time do we have? I'm 30, let's say, and I'm going to retire at 60, so I've got 30 years, let's say. Or I'm 50, and I'm going to retire at 62, so I have 12 years. So it's really very much about when you're going to do it. That's your target date. It's about how much money you have today, and then how much you're going to save each year. And then you've got to assign some sort of financial rate of return to the money that you already have invested in that you're going to save. Those are the big variables right there. Then, of course, there's this variable of, hey, this is how much I need and how much I'm going to spend in retirement. And a traditional financial plan, that's one of the main variables it solves for. It says, oh, okay, I need $8,000 a month. I've got these three income sources plus my investment income. It gives me a X percent chance that I'm going to make that happen. It gives me a probability. Today's retirement plans will run a Monte Carlo situation or scenario. and Monte Carlo means we're going to redo this plan 1,000 separate times, let's say, or multiple iterations, and then give you a probability of success. And that's fine. That's a great way to, that's a very useful way to do it. I look at it almost somewhat on the inverse to say, all right, what am I going to have? Forget what I need to spend. How much can I spend? Because if you run a retirement plan that way or this particular way, it gives you a guide. It doesn't give you a percentage of probability. It just says, look, this is what you're going to have in the year 2025 in monthly income that's likely sustainable forever. And then I say, okay, well, that number, let's say it's $6,500 every single month. Then that means I'm going to be able to, that's what my spending money is, minus taxes. So it's not a probability of running out or not. It's a definitive, hey, this is what your paycheck's going to be in retirement. And that's how I developed this retirement timeline. The other thought when it comes to planning for me is that it doesn't have to be a 40-page plan. It can be really simple. And it can be, if you visualize it in the right way, it can just be on one page. So if I can say today is the year 2017 and I'm going to retire in the year 2030, then I want to see visually just a timeline that starts at my retirement date and goes into perpetuity, let's say. And it shows me all those key dates, 62, 64, 65, and 66, when all of these financial milestones are going to kick in. That might be, that's going to always be your investment income. When that's going to kick in is when you stop working completely. Social Security, pension, rental property, part-time work, other income. And with the retirement timeline, that's how we've developed for you to visually be able to see when these items or income streams, when they start and what year they start. And that over time, once we get to a point where we're just completely not working anymore and all of our income sources have kicked in, what's my monthly income? And it's an easy, it comes out with an easy one-page visual of how to see that. So it doesn't give you a probability of 72% chance of success. It just says, hey, this is what your income will be in the year 2023 or the year 2032 or whatever you put in the calculator or the timeline. So if you go to yourwealth.com, yourwealth.com, underneath the resources tab, the third down will be retirement timeline. So you go to resources tab at the top, and the third drop down is retirement timeline. You click that, it'll take you anywhere from 4 to 7 minutes to fill it out. And you're going to get a one page visual on a timeline plus what your actual monthly income will be out into the future, which I think is very, very helpful relative to a Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters, 404-872-0750. Martin joins us from Augusta. There's just a little bit going on over there at Augusta today, isn't there, Martin?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We're in the final round of the Masters.
So beautiful day for it, and enjoy, my friend. So what's going on? How can I help?
All right, so here's the deal. I'll start off by saying I've got $60,000 in student loan debt. And in the meantime, I'm an engineer out here in Augusta, Georgia, and I also invest in real estate. I've recently been able to sell one of my properties and essentially got about $50,000, you know, for that deal. So now the question is, do I continue to invest with this 50 grand? Do I pay off my student loan debt, or do I continue to invest in real estate properties? Because that's my strategy, is to just buy real estate and receive rental income or try to sell it. So I'm on the fence here. But what do I do with this income that I have now?
Tell me about the stability, Martin, of your income. So you're an engineer, and what kind of engineer?
I'm a nuclear engineer at the power plant we're building here in Augusta for Southern Company.
Got it. So you have a tremendous amount of career stability from what I could probably, because again, that's one of the big variables is, do you have a career stability or do you have a cyclical type career? I would say in your particular scenario, you've got a really stable career trajectory, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So that would tell you that That would I would lean a little closer, or this would help me lean towards a slightly more aggressive approach, which would be not necessarily taking all of that money just to pay off the student loan and taking a look at some of this real estate. But we've got to go to a quick break. Hang on. This is a good question. I want to finish this up as we get back from break. So, Martin, hang on 1 second for me in Augusta at the Masters, final day, beautiful day. And you're listening to Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here, WSB Radio. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning, 9 to 11, to take your calls, answer your questions, try to help us scoot towards retirement just a little bit sooner. That's all we're asking for. Maybe you can retire sooner than you think. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, 404-872-0750, or 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to go back to the phones here with Martin, joins us from Augusta, and I'm just drawn to your call, Martin. A, good question. B, you're in Masters territory, so I thought it's appropriate for today. And you are... What's that?
I said a timely call. Yeah, thank you.
It is. And so the question really here is that you just made some money on a real estate deal, but you also have some student loan debt. And right. The numbers are how much in student loan again?
$60,000.
And you just made how much on this real estate transaction?
$50,000.
Pretty good. How long, by the way, how long a hold was the real estate purchase?
Well, it was about a year, only because it's my side time. Part-time job, and that I'm, 40 hours a week in engineer. So I just do what I can on the weekend.
So $50,000, $50,000 profit in a year. That's pretty good, man.
No. Sorry, I only profited 15.
Okay, so, but after you paid off the debt, that you have $50,000 in cash. Got it. Okay, but
right,
still, hey,
right,
listen,
right.
15 grand in a year, not bad, Martin.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Here's the deal, though, is that I asked you earlier what you do for a living, and remind our audience what you do again.
I'm a nuclear engineer at the power plant in Augusta.
All right. And the reason I ask you that is that when we're trying to make a decision here, you've got to look at all these different variables. One of them is your career and earning stability. If your career were, if we had to choose or identify your career as a stock or a bond, I'd probably have to lean towards it's a bond. A, you work in the utility industry, which is real stable. Two, you're a highly educated engineer. Three, you're even more specialized and you're in the nuclear capacity. So there's not a ton of those nuclear engineers floating around. So from what I could tell here, long term, you've got a pretty steady career trajectory, meaning that you could maybe take a little bit of extra risk because you have this very stable career. So my question first would be, what's the rate or the interest rate you have on the student debt?
6%.
Which isn't terrible. It's still high relative to where interest rates are. Is that on a refinanced rate or was that your original rate?
That was my original rate.
Have you ever looked into SoFi, S-O-F-I, to refinance it at a potentially lower rate?
No, I have not.
Have you ever heard of SoFi?
No, sir.
I would check that out first and just see if there's a way that you could refinance that debt to a slightly lower interest rate. That's a possibility. So you can go
when
check.
You say slightly lower, what should I be aiming for?
As low as possible is the bottom line. Okay. So if they're going to give you 0.5% lower, it's not worth it. But if you can, and there's a lot of variables on how they refinance these rates, but if you can get it and it's significantly lower, then it's probably a good idea. Because I go back to you have made some progress here as a real estate investor. And by the way, how old are you?
30.
You're 30, so you got a long way to go. Real estate's working for you. I suspect that you have a 401k as well at work.
Yes.
And are you contributing to the 401k?
Yeah, I got a lot of money in my 401k.
All right, so you're doing both. I think that financial planning isn't necessarily black and white. It's not that, yes, you do this, then you do that, then you do this. Very often, it's like an interstate with multiple lanes and they're all moving at the same time. And in your case, you've got a 401k going, you've got a steady career that's that the, your earnings are going up. That's another lane. Another lane, you've got this real estate project on the side, and you're also paying off debt, which is another lane. But they're all going at a good clip. And you can improve potentially and maybe pay a slightly lower rate, look into a SoFi refinance, number one. Two, I think you keep going with real estate, and that's, again, a game of patience. You've got to wait until you find the right opportunity of another real estate project. But I like the fact that you're, you all these lanes are moving in tandem, and they're working for you. And the bedrock of all that, the engine that's making this whole thing work, is that you've got a steady income and a good career trajectory. So I'd continue doing all what you're doing right now. I wouldn't necessarily take everything, pay off the student loan, and then restart, because now you've got capital. Now you've got liquidity. And that liquidity gives you opportunity to find the next great deal.
Yeah.
And that's there is a almost undefined value on that liquidity. That's your opportunity money, man. And if you go back to square one, now that you know what you're doing more and more as a real estate investor, you pay off the loan, that's great. But now you're back to no capital. And then you've got to go back and maybe borrow from the 401k if you find a real estate deal, which gets overly complicated in my opinion. So keep all the lanes running like they are. They're working for you. And find that next great deal. And Martin, enjoy the Masters today, my friend. And thanks for the call.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. Again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to talk retirement, a brand new tool called the Retirement Timeline. It's a one-page financial plan that gives you a visual. Hey, it's the year 2017. I'm going to retire in 2030. What's my monthly income going to be, and how will it progress as these new income streams start? Investment income, Social Security, pension, rental income, part-time work. Let's drop all of those in on a really simple, clear one visual so that you know what your income is going to be. Your monthly income, what it will be, rather than run a probability of are you going to be able to make your spending goal or not. Why not just look at it and say, here's what my income is going to be. Honey, let's plan around that monthly income number. That makes sense to me. And the Retirement Timeline is a brand new tool. I've been working on it for really a couple of years because I've been doing it manually and drawing out. When I sit down with a couple and try to do financial planning, I'm usually drawing out this timeline, and then I'm looking at different dates. I'm saying, hey, this is when your Social Security kicks in. This is when your social kicks in. This is when your pension kicks in. This is what your retirement assets should be in the year 2025 when you retire. And then it should produce 3 or 4 or 5%. And you add all those up, and then we simply have this great visual of, hey, this is what my retirement income is going to be. Let's plan around this number. And we decided a couple of months ago, or let's call it a year ago, to turn that into a digital tool and a free financial planning one-stop shop timeline, digital tool that you can probably complete in 5 to 7 minutes if you go online and do so. Where do you find it? You go to yourwealth.com, Y-O-U-R, wealth.com. That's just Y-O-U-R, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H.com. Go to the resource tab, upper right-hand corner, right in the middle. And under the resource tab drop-down, there is a tab called Retirement Timeline. Retirement Timeline. You click on Retirement Timeline, it'll take you straight to a quick timeline progression. You hit start, and you go through, you answer a couple questions, basically how old you are and how old your spouse is. Or if you're single, you just do it as single. And then you fill out a couple of questions on how much money you have saved today, what you think your withdrawal rate will be in the future, what you'd like it to be. And then the different retirement income sources you have. And then it produces a visual for you. So you can see when these different dates all come together and what your monthly income is going to be. And I've done thousands of financial plans over the years, and I've used some great software, but what I've always looked for is just something to get everything, all the really important variables and components, all into one sheet of paper, a one-page financial plan. in my opinion, for most families, is the most powerful financial plan you can do. And so it's taken us a long time to develop this digitally, but we've done so. So this is a proprietary, this is something that I've kind of just done, and I've had this evolve over time. I didn't set out to develop this. It's just developed itself over time as I've met with hundreds and hundreds of families. And then we said, you know, this really works on paper. Let's make it digital, and let's make it a free tool for everyone to use. And I think it's a really powerful, really helpful tool. So you can do so by going to yourwealth.com. Under the resources tab, just click retirement timeline, and you can fill out your own retirement timeline. When you're done, you can print it out and you can save it and put it in your retirement planning folder. And I think it's a really powerful tool. Again, just go to yourwealth.com under the resources tab, click on retirement timeline, and have some fun. I'm excited about it, obviously. All right, you are listening to Money Matters. Let me go to the phones here. Let's start with Billy, who joins us from Holly Springs. Billy, what's going on? How can I help, man?
Hey, Wes. I really enjoyed hearing your son on the radio the past few times he's been there. That's a really sweet thing.
Well, he is here, but he's reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid right now.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
But at least he's being quiet, and he's being good. Maybe we'll get him to do the weather before we're done. What's going on? How can I help, man?
Okay. I've got it may be a little bit of an opposite question of retirement. My wife and I both have 401ks through employers that we're not with anymore. We're both 28, so we're pretty new to the saving.
Got it. Thing. Got it.
We've both got student loan debt, and we've now got a little bit of medical debt from an emergency room visit. Everything's fine, but we're not really sure what to do with the retirement plans. We considered just to be able to get the medical debt out of the way quickly, maybe cashing mine in because it's very small. It's only about $5,000. But I'm so ignorant about the rules and how much it would be penalized and would it even be worth it, that kind of thing, just to get rid of some of the debt that we have. Hers is about $10,000, and they're just generic 401ks.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys are pretty young, Billy, right? How old are y'all?
Both 28.
Yeah, I would just look at it this way. I would try to put your own just psychological handcuffs on that money. And just because if you start thinking that you can really tap it, which you can get to that money. It's your money. But until you get to 59 and a half, call it 60, which is forever away for you guys, it's so punishing to take it. It's almost like you're giving almost half of it to the government.
Oh, goodness.
They penalize it a full 10%. They tax it. It increases your tax rate because it's now on top of all your other income. You really, really, only in a dire emergency, life or death, do you want to pull that 401k money out early. Now, you can take a loan from the 401k, but I think that's also a slippery slope to using the money too. You can take a 401k, the maximum amount that you can take out of a plan as a loan, it's the greater of 10 grand or 50% of your vested account balance, or to $50,000, whichever is less. I mean, so you can get some money out of a 401k plan. You got to pay it back. You're kind of paying back yourself.
Right.
But I also think of it as a slippery slope to using that money, which really is designated for the long, long term, meaning like age 60. So don't, even though you've got medical debt, even though it might be expensive interest, you want to do everything you can to find a way not to yank money out of either your plan or your wife's plan. Maybe you just stop contributing to a plan for a year or two, whatever that number is. I'd rather see you do that to pay off the debt than pull money out. Because you're given almost half the money goes right to the IRS, man. So do everything in your power, Billy, to avoid that as an option. 404-872-0750. Again, if you want to find the retirement timeline we just talked about, it's at yourwealth.com, yourwealth.com, under the resource tab. You'll see a drop-down menu, and you'll see retirement timeline, which should be a lot of fun. 5 to 7 minutes, and you're done. You've got a printout of your visual. That's today. Winds out of the south-southeast. 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, generally clear, low 51, and just a little bit of a breeze. So beautiful. If you haven't checked out the new WSB Radio website, it is phenomenal. It is, as I'm scrolling through all of this today, I mean, we updated it a couple weeks ago, and it's just it is a wonderfully easy to use, informative website now. So of course it's just wsbradio.com, and I love the weather tab where you get Kirk Mellish's forecast, and that's exactly what you need after a week like this past week where we had gusty winds and it was Mother Nature growling this week. Just really phenomenal. And I know that we're going to have a crazy traffic day tomorrow. I'm back from spring break. So that adds my car and my wife's car back to the roads. And a couple hundred thousand people, same thing happened. So it's going to be a nutso traffic day tomorrow. So much so that my wife reminded me that the mayor, Kasim Reed, said fuel up so we don't run out of gas tomorrow. Stuck in traffic. So, of course, tune into WSB Radio for us to get you through the traffic debacle that will be tomorrow. With that, WSB Weekend Prize Pack giveaway this week. We've got to do this quick. The number 404-741-0750, third caller. A pair of tickets to see award-winning film composer Hans Zimmer, July 18th, Verizon Amphitheater, and a pair of tickets to see Matchbox 20 and Counting Crows on August 13th at Lakewood Amphitheater. That's the WSB Weekend Prize Pack, 404-741-0750. Enjoy the rest of this gorgeous Sunday, Master Sunday. Stay tuned all day to WSB Radio for the best programming on the planet. Right here, News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.